Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It is Titillation Tuesday, brought to you by the Treasure Club, Greensboro, North Carolina, Hickory, Myrtle Beach, Treasure Club, known for spectacular hospitality and the most beautiful entertainers, all the UFC action as well, Treasure Club for you. We have in the Titillation Tuesday today, a sex therapist was asked, what's the key to great sex? He said, ask one question.
One question.
One question.
How much?
We're taking guesses. Biggie says, how much?
Uh-huh. Well, because normally if you pay for it, they'll do it better than anything.
About anything you want. The key to great sex is ask one question.
Is it in?
Okay. There is a sex therapist and professor named Dr. William Yarber. And he says the secret to great sex isn't a secret at all. It's one question you should ask your partner. And that's all you have to do, and you'll have amazing sex if they're honest with you. All right. Biggie says, how much? Christian says, is it in? Neither of those is
right. I feel like it's something you're probably going to have to ask beforehand.
Well, during the very first sexual experience is when you'd want to ask it, I guess.
Before the first ever.
Yeah, I mean, but with your new partner.
What are your pleasure zones?
Sort of. How do you like to
Got a condom?
No. How do you like to be touched? You say, how do you like to be touched?
Ah, okay.
And then the woman can say, well, how about here and this? And
does he mean more like soft or
maybe.
Rough?
I think as detailed as you want to be, probably, you know.
Yeah. That might be a hard question to answer, especially with the newer partner. Because vulnerable in that moment.
If they're really honest, it'll lead to the man or whoever, the partner,
your partner,
touching you in the right way. I don't know. I get.
Are you getting uncomfortable?
I get uncomfortable talking about these kinds of things. You know, I don't.
Because you're lights out missionary.
I never ask any questions, you know. Although, now I like to talk dirty. And I've wanted to. I've wanted to. Sex.
You want to step up the pain to mild pain.
Well, I like that. And I've wanted to. Sexed, but my wife said, "Don't ever send me a sexual text." You know,
she doesn't delete anything.
She doesn't care for that, and she refuses to delete. I mean, I've wanted to send her full nudes. But
hey, at the gym, I just got out of the shower, thinking of you.
God, imagine if Elon stumbled upon your nudes. Oh, look at this! Look at this guy.
Then it's in the Oval.
We can cut this guy easy. God. No problem.
Oh, then it's in the Oval Office. My God, that's horrible.
Yeah, he shows it to Trump.
That would be terrible.
What a laugh.
I heard there was a problem. There was an AI-generated. This was in the Department of Housing and Urban Development yesterday. Someone had hacked into their system and showed an AI-generated video of Donald Trump hitting his knees and kissing Elon Musk's feet, and it was running on every television at HUD.
Well, I saw a still photo.
Yeah.
That was really running?
Apparently, yes, for a time. The clip reportedly ran inside the cafeteria, and there were a few screens that had it on there. The phrase, long live the real king, was on the bottom of it, and it was Trump kissing Musk's feet, saying the real king is Elon Musk. A HUD spokesperson said, we have no idea how this happened, but we certainly won't let it happen again. Suggested that if those are found that are responsible, they would be reprimanded or perhaps fired if they were inside the agency.
What if it was Elon who did it the whole time?
Can you imagine if Elon Musk had
You want to have a laugh? You know? I could see him doing it. Just actually for a laugh. 1,000%.
Well, he certainly has the resources.
Hey, yeah, exactly. You know,
he certainly could do it if he
wanted to. He answers to no one.
Yeah.
God, that's true. He doesn't even answer to the president.
No.
I mean, that's the only guy that the president just sits to the side and watches him talk, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he's gotten that access, but it's money, I guess. But boy, he sure has, hasn't he? Here's the other thing in Titillation Tuesday. We just learned what to ask your partner if you want great sex. Mm. How do you like to be touched?
Where are your kids?
What time is your husband coming home?
These are all questions to be asked, but the number one is, how do you like to be touched? And Biggie,
are those real?
You know, I suggested a sext to my wife, but if Elon Musk were to get a hold of it, and he does have access to information now, it'd be a problem. There's a new way to flirt called Sticky Eyes. All right? This is what Sticky Eyes is.
Is this a new name for something that's been around for a while, you think?
I think so. Here it is.
Sticky Eyes.
If you're in a bar and you want to flirt with someone, this is from a social media influencer. She said it leads to sex 9 times out of 10.
9 times out of 10, sex?
From her experience, she says, if, like, in her case, if she finds a guy really attractive, she will be in a bar and want to make eye contact with him and stare at him. And as soon as he makes eye contact with her, she looks away like, oh, I've been caught. That's the sticky eyes.
You look like,
oh, I don't want to. So stare.
And then as soon as the stare comes back, it's as if you've been caught.
Okay.
Yeah, she says, once you look away, you never look back, and he will come over to you. And it leads to exactly what you want it to lead to.
Have you seen this influencer?
No, I haven't seen her. I just read the article about her.
Because I'm not sure that's going to work 9 times out of 10.
Well, maybe
with everybody.
Maybe
you better
just
be attractive.
It might not be the right. Maybe she's just saying, you know, 9 times out of 10 for her, it has worked, or she just uses those numbers. She says, I swear by it, and she's warned people, make sure you use it responsibly because it will lead to bedroom activity.
Do you know if this, because as we've talked about this before.
Sticky eyes.
We've talked about how some younger people are not drinking as much. They're not going out as much.
Yeah.
Do you think sticky eyes works in a coffee shop, at a bookstore, or at a...
Yeah.
She says yes.
Like at a quad.
I think it works anywhere.
You do think it works anywhere.
Yeah, because it's the ultimate where she makes you feel like, oh, she noticed me first.
It's like, I want to be approached.
Yes.
You know, she was staring at me. Mm-hmm. But you look away like, uh-oh, like play it coy then.
Yeah, because it's very like.
And then the guy comes over.
Did I just see you? You know, couldn't help but notice. Yeah, 100%.
If anyone has ever looked at me in a bar, I have never crossed across the bar and said, were you looking at me just now? I saw you looking at me just now. I mean, I guess that's kind of your opening line.
No one ever looks at me. You know, nobody. Yeah. You know,
it never happens.
It never happens.
And I've never crossed a bar to say, mm-hmm. What are you looking at?
Exactly. I know. The sticky eye. I mean, I've had sticky eye before, but that's usually like lack of sleep.
Puss.
You know, puss. Exactly.
Sleepy winks, whatever.
Exactly. All that kind of stuff. They called it the sticky eye. Now, there was that one woman at the gas station that came up to me one time while I was pumping gas. And she said, you look mighty good in them jeans. And I was
she did say that.
I said, I thought it was on a dare. You know, I was like, are you kidding? What? And she goes, I'll be over here at Sunglasses Hut if you want to come by. I was like, well, I was too scared, though.
Yep.
Too scared to do anything about it. She was pretty attractive, too. Same car, my Acura.
I always pictured her partner popping your trunk and stealing your laptop while she distracted you.
It's possible. It's possible that happened. I mean, that really could have been. But she did. I was just pumping away, just, you know, listening to Wilson Phillips or whatever. And here she comes and went at it. No, this woman says, next time when you're at a bar or anywhere, try it and act like, uh-oh, I've been caught. That's the key. Look away immediately. You know, the sticky eye. Yeah, Biggie's saying yes.
Yeah, I could see it working.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what she says. Yeah. You can't just call yourself an influencer. I mean, she is.
Right. You have to prove it. Yeah. Earn it.
Exactly. It's but she says, use this power very carefully because it is a strong power to have.
You'll get laid.
You will. 100% right.